the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the goat from the sheep. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you sick and hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you as a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not care for you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of our Lord.
Well, it's nice to be back here with you, and it's not just a regular Sunday. This is actually a feast day in our church. If you look at the cover of the bulletins, it talks about it. It says it's Christ the King Sunday. And it's sort of the climax of the church year in a way. Next Sunday, we go back to Advent. And the colors, the liturgical colors change. It moves to either blue or purple. And the theme becomes preparation next week as we prepare for the coming of our King. We prepare to remember the first time that Jesus came. And we also, in those readings, prepare ourselves for the second coming of the Christ as the King. And then we go through the church here, learning more and more as we go along from one of the Gospels. Each year we read through one of the Synoptic Gospels. This year we've been reading through Matthew. Next year you'll be reading through Mark. Each one of them has its own little different theology. You might want to sort of nudge Chuck and tell him, you know, we'd really like to have a class on what makes Mark unique, so that you can have that to refer to as you go through the year. And tell him you want it immediately, because that's one of the things you find in Mark, is he loves that word immediately. Then Jesus immediately went here. And but as we go through the year, we learn more and more about this place called the Kingdom of God. Or, as you've been hearing it this year, since you've been doing Matthew, Matthew calls it, has Jesus call it, the kingdom of heaven. And we hear about heaven and hell. Now, hell is a bit problematic sometimes for us Episcopalians. I actually read a study that said that as far as a place that God would create a place of eternal torment, the denomination that had the least number of people that believe that God did that was Episcopalians. And it was over 90%. I'm kind of glad about that. I do believe that as we go along, we learn about love here. That's what God calls us to do, to live in God's kingdom of love. And that's because God Himself is love, is pure love. And the more we learn about love here, the more we are prepared when we die to be in the presence of love. Because I think all of you know, you've encountered sometimes in your life love from someone when you weren't expecting it that was just frightening. It was almost awe-inspiring that they did that. And if we go and are afraid of love, if we haven't learned to be comfortable with love, we're creating our own hell because we're the ones that are keeping ourselves away from that love that is God our King and Christ our King. So here we are at Christ the King Sunday. In many churches, here at 10 o'clock service, you don't really use the hymnal, but there are some songs that are used most Sundays, Crown Him with Many Crowns is one that you hear in most Episcopal churches on this particular Sunday, Christ the King. But since you don't always stick to the hymnal, I've got another one for you. This one's from a wonderful, wouldn't exactly call them hymn writers, but it's a group called Cake. And this is the chorus of one of their songs. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Well, that's what we had in our reading today, you know. It's unrelated. But that image of sheep and goats, man, that really makes it out there into the world, and yet we don't really know so much about sheep and goats nowadays. I learned a whole lot about them when I lived with the Navajo, because sheep and goats were a big part of the life there. And they are different. But, you know, even as a kid, when I hear that reading, I think, this isn't really fair. These goats were just created to go to hell? That's mean. So what's it about? Well, once again, it's the Bible talking symbolically because of what they represent in their lifestyle, the sheep and the goats. You find with the sheep, there were many more sheep on the reservation than there were goats. And one of the things that was different about them was when it came time to harvest and a sheep would be put down for the slaughter, it would just lay there. It would be breathing hard and its eyes would be wide open. But it didn't fight. It just laid there, perhaps because of fear, I don't know. But it sure brought new meaning to that image where it talks about Jesus as the Lamb of God, you know, that sacrificial lamb going so willingly for us to show us God's love. Goats, on the other hand, whew, man, did they fight. And they would squeal and kick, and you had to have a bunch of people holding them down. And if the one got away, it was a mess. That was one of the differences right there. But even as they were kept by the herders, the sheep were a lot easier. They would they liked to stay together, and sometimes if they were to split up, it would be sort of a group would wander off. They didn't really wander off on their own. Sometimes, if one did get left behind, it was because they'd gotten their legs stuck somewhere or they'd gotten hurt. But mostly they clung together. Now, goats, on the other hand, the reason people raised goats is because they could exist in a much tougher environment. They were on the people that had grazing allotments that were on steep hills, and you look at them, they're like cliffs. And then you look a little closer, and there's a goat halfway up one of them, eating away. And they could eat some tough things and survive. But they were also very individualistic, taking care of their own needs. And that's a big part of what our lesson was about today with the goats and the sheep. You see, we're called to live in a place that's the kingdom of God. We're called to live there now, and this is the Sunday where we're proclaiming Christ as our King. But it's not here in its fullness. And that's why next Sunday we go back to waiting for the coming of the kingdom, even though we proclaim that we're here today. And in that kingdom, one of the things that, since we didn't grow up in the kingdom, we don't sometimes lose sight of, is that a kingdom is said to reflect the values of the king, you know, or the queen. In England, they talk about the Victorian era. It draws up whole images of the way society was because it was a reflection of their queen. Well, we're called to be reflections of God's love. And that love really is encompassing. It's not this tough individual like we like to present ourselves in America. Do it yourself, sink or swim. That's it. That's not it. That's not the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of goats, that individualism. The kingdom of God is about us caring about everyone else. And the first step in caring about everyone else is seeing everyone else. That may sound simple, but it isn't. When I was in seminary in Berkeley, I can remember one morning, I went down the street, I was going to a coffee shop to grab a cup of coffee, and I'd come walking back up. It was really early in the morning. And I ran into one of my friends who said, "Hey, look how quiet it is out here. There's nobody. There was nobody on the street." And I thought, well, there were none of our friends on the street, but I walked by 4 homeless people. They're right there. But we don't see them. We choose to not. And that's why we have this particular story from Jesus today, who is talking about people who are invisible. That to us, if we're going to be living in God's kingdom, they can't be invisible. Let's see. "Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a foreigner and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.'" You see, we're being called right there to open our eyes, to be like sheep, to see the other sheep, to not just be the rugged individual looking just for ourselves. That we open our eyes, and anybody that we turn into thems, because in the kingdom of God there are no thems. Anybody we turn into thems, we are somehow making just a little bit less than human, a little bit less than us. Somebody we don't need to see their pain quite as much, whether it's because they're an immigrant or because they're poor, because they're homebound, elderly, so we forget about them. Because they're prisoners locked away? Those are people that are easy to forget unless Christ is your king. And then they become even more important to remember. Because when we remember them, we're remembering our King. We're truly living in God's kingdom. Now granted, it's not here in its fullness. But it is here, around us. We have to, number one, choose to see it. And then number two, choose to live in it. Choose to live in a way that's in accord with our King. It's no wonder that this is a feast. It's no wonder that it's so important in the life of the church, this message that's given to us to live as the sheep of God, looking out for each other. Well, since it's the final one Sunday of the church year, next year we move to another one, and you've been hearing all these sermons all this year, we are going to have a final exam. It's an oral, just one question. Here it is. Sheep go to heaven. Thank you.